Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Have you guys tried this thing?
What is that?
Baby?
That baby is called
Tomorrow what? Tonight, the hangover cure.
Tomorrow Tonight. Fuck, sounds kinky as hell. I haven't tried it. But Tomorrow Tonight sounds kinky.
Dude,
I want to try it.
I tried it the other day. It actually works. And I'm not just saying it because the advertising.
What's the point of it? What does it do?
Prevents hangover.
It prevents hangover.
So you have it the night before, and then you rock all night, and then you have another one the next day after. And
holy
you won't have
fuck.
A hangover, yeah. But if you don't use it the night before, it won't work.
Oh.
So you have to drink the night before.
I see.
So you see, like, now we're going to go ham tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have one now.
Oh, okay.
And get ready. But how it works. I has tried it as well.
How do you have it?
You just pour the shatter in here, and then you pour some water. Give me some water. Then.
Okay.
Tomorrow tonight.
So if Jay-Z committed a crime and they wanted to hang him, this thing would save him. Because it prevents a hangover.
Wow. Wow.
Tomorrow tonight.
Hey, I'm going to need this to save
my cause. Wait, you're rocking tonight?
Yeah.
Is that why you're having it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dope. Yeah. So wait, what is it now? What kind of, does it come in one sachet, two sachets, or pills?
There's 12 in a box.
Oh. And how many do you take for one, if I'm going to go out and rock?
Just one.
Even if but just one, because some of us drink more than others. Like you'll have three bottles or one or two bottles. One will still take care of you.
Yeah, one is good.
Shit.
That's Tomorrow Tonight. Make sure you check it out. It's available from Dis-Chem, Clicks, or any pharmacy, and on Take a Lot. Tomorrow Tonight. Prevention is better than cure.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't need this though, dog. You never hang, bro. You hardly have hangovers. Like, you're always fresh the next morning.
True. Mm. I get slight headaches, but I think my system is strong now.
Yeah.
I have so much experience drinking, but also, what I do is I try to drink as much water as possible.
Oh, yes, you drink
but
a shitload
of water. But I love
water.
Naturally, I drink water. Like,
yeah.
I have like eight, not liters, but I drink a lot of water. That's
eight
the
liters?
The aim. Not liters, no.
Oh, 8 glasses of?
No, not even 8.
Or more than that.
I drink water. Like, any chance there's water, I'll have water.
My aim is to drink it 3 liters a day.
Damn, guys. That's
good, because 2 liters is the mandatory, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking about alcohol, I had a meeting with Macro this past week.
Oh.
Shout out to all the chillers from Macro in Woodmead. That's the one that sells the most Grandeur.
Oh, yeah, that's where I bought my first bottle of Grandeur at a Macro.
Yeah.
I was with that fucker, Spiwe. When our second sound engineer, I was with him, funny enough, when we bought the bottle. Remember where that thing where we were shooting Mom Hector Peterson's sister?
Yes, yes.
Forgot her?
Yeah.
Yeah, Woodmead, bought it there.
Yeah.
Great service.
So when I walked in there, they were shocked because normally, like, people in the industry that own alcohol brands are just influencers. So they were shocked, like, that I own the actual brand.
How do they know that information?
What do you mean?
Like, if Casper walks in, or if Pearl Tusi walks in, hold on, or AKA
it hasn't
walks
even
in.
Been 5 minutes.
No. There's a long list that I'm mentioning right now.
But you had to start there.
Oh, Pella, it's
okay, carry on,
the
carry
bottle
on.
That looks familiar.
Yeah,
so
carry on.
We start at home.
Carry on.
The bottle that's disguised as a grandeur.
And then Tibot. It's what? I can't believe this guy's, bro. What the fuck? Now the bottle
sometimes
is disguised.
Sometimes I'm going to eat.
Aye, unmade.
Aye, can we start again, man?
Oh, yeah, what do you mean?
Can we go an episode without mentioning that guy's name?
You
come on.
It's the first time I bring him up. It's the first time. It's my daughter. You're the one who mentions
my daughter.
Remember the one? Remember the one week out of nowhere? It's like, actually, fuck yes, boy. I'm like, yo, Mac, how's your mom doing? Oh, she's great, man. I just bought her the new latest iPhone. Anyway, fuck yes. You remember that, right? You know, I was like, where's this coming from? You're the one who mentions them. But, no, I'm saying, like, Pearl Toos has got a gin. Kelly Kumalo tried a hand in gin. Thibaut Touch tried his hand in gin. Fact checker, you're coming through. Boiti has a cider. All these people. So they saying when those people, they never come in and they never on the ground.
Yeah, like, all those people don't own their products. Ooh. I'm literally the only black person who owns the alcohol brand in the country.
Man, shut. Whoa, bro.
So when there's meetings with those people, it's the guys that actually own the brands. Because that's high level meetings.
Yeah, it's executives. Yeah. It's executives for
it's
the bosses.
It's not for influencers, yeah.
I like how he says with a straight face. Yeah, for bosses, man. I'm a boss. It's like, he's also amazing. He's a boss. I'm a boss. Yeah, I'm a boss. So for buys, Crocs now. What do you mean? Don't fucking disrespect, man. These are Crocs, nigga.
These
are not. No, no, but I did go in my flops.
These are not 150. These are
upgraded to yellow Crocs.
Yeah, yeah. He's with British Sharks in Crocs. Anyway, so what they're saying is that the other guys, they never involved.
Yeah.
Damn.
What is interesting about that meeting, I found out that 50% of the alcohol consumed in this country is from Gauteng.
Jesus. Wait. Hold on. It's ambiguous. 50% of the alcohol consumed in the country is produced in Gauteng or is consumed in Gauteng?
Consumed in
Gauteng.
Ah, it's eh?
No, we drink. Spilis motherfucker.
Spilis motherfucker.
Spilis motherfucker. Yeah. We drink.
Imagine, bro, every time you go to the hood, niggas are just drinking, dog. There's nothing to do.
Unemployment and all. And also... Yes, and also with the most, like, one of the most populated, like, the density, you know, compared to our area, we've got a lot of people. Yeah. But what happened to, fact checker, what happened to Grahamstown? They used to hold a crazy record for drinking, remember? There was always these urban myths that they hold a world record for the most consumed beer and whatnot. Am I the only one who knows this? Grahamstown, you used to have a reputation for drinking.
Wow.
You've never heard that?
No.
Is that where Rhodes is?
No.
Is that where Rhodes is?
Yeah. That's where Rhodes is.
Yeah, those guys drink at Rhodes,
no,
man.
You've never heard. Hey, I'm the fact checker. For real, like, they used to drink. I don't know what happened now, but hold on, man. I'll find it.
To answer to you, yes, they used to be. The Northern Cape used to be the highest drinking province.
Northern
but
Cape.
But currently it is Gauteng, and the highest metropolitan is Tshwane with 53%.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's Melikin.
Yeah.
That's just Melikin.
Melikin.
Yes.
Melikin is responsible for that.
But yeah, in 2018, Northern Cape was the highest in 2018 stats. Currently, it's Gauteng.
Ah, nice one, man. Yeah. Anyway, henda, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Podcast and chill, coming at you live from David Mashabela Studios. If you want to use the studio for any of your podcasting needs, just email podcast@mashabela.co.za. It's that simple. Before we start the show, right?
Yeah.
If you're a black person, there's a video you got to check out on YouTube, man. Like, actually, fuck this podcast. Stop watching this podcast right now. And go to that video. It's a video I saw because I was watching United Stand. So every time I sleep, I watch United Stand on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching United Stand, and then the baby woke up, so she woke me up, and then I could hear this thing playing in the background. And I'm like, hey, this guy is speaking facts, dog. So I ended up waking up and watched the whole thing. It's like 2 hours. And it's a speech made by Keras One. Fucking hell. Yo! That guy is dropping gems, knowledge.
Who is that?
KRS One is a rapper. The reason KRS One is dropping knowledge is because his name, KRS-1, stands for Knowledge Reign Supreme-1 over nearly everybody.
Bro,
oh. That's what KRS-One actually stands
you
for.
You gotta watch. You gotta watch that video, man. Okay. I'll put up the link so everybody can check it out. But he's preaching, man. He basically speaks about like how he's like speaking about black consciousness,
yeah,
and how hip hop is at the center of like our liberation. So he starts from how hip hop started, where it went, where it is now, what's coming in the future. Like, oh man, there's so many gems. Let me. I wrote down a few that I really liked. Eh? Mm-hmm. He spoke about how. Like white people fucked us over by words. Like the fact that we speak English today is because that's the way they designed it. So we can see things via their reality.
Oh.
So like words are so important, but no one ever questions, you know, why this is called this and this is called that. Mm-hmm. And that's because like once you understand the power of words, you understand the power of perception. Mm. Mm. So he gave an example. He's like, so basically we think in English because we talk English.
Yeah.
So we think in one perception.
Even worse, and remember, this comes from an African-American. They don't have the luxury of a vernacular language.
Yeah.
So just to get the background.
Yeah. So he said, like, if an electrician walks in a room, right, walks in here, right, they're going to see this room, like, from an electrician's perspective, in terms of like they're gonna see the wires that we don't see, and you know things that are happening in this room regarding electricity.
Very true. Their perspective is electrical.
Yes, right. And then a plumber walks in. Now, a plumber's perspective is gonna see like the drains where they are, which we don't see.
If there's a virgin, he'll be like, "You haven't been piped."
Right, a painter walks in.
Yeah,
a painter's gonna see the colors of the room. So those are three different people, same room, but three different perceptions.
Perceptions and interpretation of the very same environment.
So he's saying that we only see one perception, which is English, which is what we've been taught. So there are things around us that we don't see because we are not in tune with that perception.
Whoa.
Yeah, because we don't view the world on that frequency.
Yes. So because we're taught in English and whatever, we're going to see English things because we were taught English things. So for example, like if you see a bird, why is it called a bird? Who taught you that? We were taught that from school, from a young age, that this is a bird. It's a B-I-R-D. But what if it is...
What?
B-I-R-D.
Hey, you're a sketchy there.
Right? But what if a bird is an ancestor? So you'll never see that perception because you never taught that perception. And you don't see things in that perception.
Because, like, if it's a totem animal, right? Let's say we're now Gwenya or whatever, and you've got a totem animal that represents your ancestry and whatnot. Obviously, if you're very westernized, you won't see it. When you see it, it won't mean anything to you. Gandhi, at times, not all the time, it may be maybe a sign or whatever.
So he's talking about like how words, like really, 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 like they fucked us up with the words. Because before they colonized us, our ancestors used to think in the African perception.
Yeah. Mm.
So now we think in the English perception. So when you see English things, we don't see African things. Like, for example,
makes sense, bro.
For example, like,
it does.
If you look at prawns, because of the word, are a delicacy. But you look at mashonja, they are not. Whereas, in actual fact, mashonjas are more healthier than prawns. Prawns are insects.
Oh, for
prawns are cockroaches of the ocean.
Yeah, they're cockroaches of the ocean.
They're equivalent to cockroaches.
But I'm not a prawn. I've never had a massage. You've had a massage, right? I'm a prawns, guys. I'm a prawns. I'm none.
But because of words,
because of words that
they used, it's a delicacy. Which one is perceived more valuable?
Yeah, massage avail. It's like,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They fucked us with the words.
I guess it's like even our African names, you know, it's they always have meaning, whether you're white names normally don't have meaning. You know?
That's the beauty of our
names. So there's always a story to tell. Even just as general words, you know, in Vernac, they have a story to tell.
So so you said that's how hip-hop started back in the days. It was an activism thing. They were marginalized. They were not part of the mainstream. Nobody was seeing them. So they started to create their own language. So that's why they have slang.
Yeah.
So instead of... give me an American slang.
Crib.
Yeah, instead of a house, they're like, no, this is a crib.
Mm.
But it comes also from the crib of a child. Baby house.
Like yeah, maybe that was a bad example, but... you know, there's many slangs,
going. Yeah, I will get it. Yeah. There's many words that mean something and only a niche group of people know what it means.
Yeah, so they were like, fuck this shit that you guys have been teaching us. We're going to create our own language, our own movement.
Homie.
Yeah, like
homie. A friend. Compadre.
Yeah.
Patriot.
Mm. Yeah. You understand? So, fuck, it's crazy, man.
It is. That's KRS, bro.
Yeah, KRS is brilliant.
It, KRS,
brilliant.
My favorite, like, I was introduced to KRS later on, but I was in high school, to Sneak Attack. That's the album that I loved. Like, it teaches, KRS is good. He's even has a song with a South African guy. A Causeway, the guy is featured, I think it's from Cape Town or the Western Cape or whatever, but it's Xhosa guy.
Yeah.
It's called The World Is Mine. KRS won The World Is Mine, featuring Shy, Xhosa. You know, and just raps about language and Xhosa and whatnot. Yeah. That's KRS. I love KRS. I should be huge.
Bro, I want to get him on, bro, because I'm not doing justice to the lecture.
Actually, let's talk to KRS One.
Bro, we got to get
last week, I watched a video of him talking about
Freemasonry. You're going to love this shit, dog. Everything he's speaking is facts. Like, fucking right, dog. You know what he said? He said, like, hip-hop, when it started, right, it was poor people, right? They wanted to express themselves, okay? And then white people saw that, oh shit, we could make money from this. Then it became mainstream, right? And then the message they started pushing via mainstream did not align with the values of why they actually started right?
Yeah.
But the niggas sold to mainstream because niggas were hungry, right? Mm. And they just wanted to eat.
Yeah.
So it was easy to like, he was like, all right, cool, imagine you're a rapper in Brooklyn, you got $2. A white guy comes to you, he's like, listen, I'm gonna give you $300,000 just for what you're doing for free right now. I'll give you $300,000. You're gonna take it. Mm-hmm. So eventually hip hop sold out and then the white people took over it and monetized it, and it is what it is because of that, you know? Which reminds me, like, if you think about piano, that's basically what's happening.
Ooh, with piano. Brought it home nicely. It's always gonna happen.
Yeah.
Where a black man finds something, it's incredible. It's beautiful. Some external force will come in.
Yeah.
And disrupt, take over, violently so.
Mm.
And then there'll be that, you know, violence, not literally, but obviously beefing, calamity. The message will change from where the message that it started as just a music thing, and then it'll change because of... Oh no, when you do this, when you say this, it sells more.
Mm.
When you show naked women on the videos, it sells more.
Drip.
Hip hop.
Mm.
When you
When you wear drip.
Oh. Oh. Hey. And I'm gonna say, fill us in. Hey, drip.
And if you check most of the biggest, actually, all of the piano acts that are big are guys that were poor from the hood.
Oh yeah.
True.
Which is similar to how hip-hop started.
Not to put you in a spot, right?
Yeah.
You see, like, the biggest distributor right now of most Amapiano cats is Electromode.
Yeah.
Don't you feel it's a similar thing then?
Yeah.
And with,
even,
like,
it even goes beyond
especially
that.
When there's independent avenues.
It even goes beyond
stuff.
That. Now, Amapiano has been exploited by white promoters overseas. So there's an agency.
That's not good.
Yeah, there's
that's
an agency.
Good. That's not good.
I forgot the name of the agency, I'll but if you go to the website, right, they literally have all the biggest piano acts from the country under their website and they get them gigs. So now these white guys are monopolizing piano outside of the country.
That's not
so
good.
If you check all the biggest piano events outside of the country, they're owned by white people. And then what that does is that they monopolize the money.
Number one.
You understand?
Number one, yeah.
And if you're a kid from Kokasi, you're big and you got a big piano song, you don't really care about that. You're just excited that you're in Paris to start off with.
Yeah, and also you're making maybe half a bar or a million.
You know what I mean?
That's a lot of money for
well, back at the ranch,
anyone,
back
really.
At the ranch, they're eating.
Mm.
And then you know where it's going to go from there, right? It's going to go to a point where they're like, Yo, listen, you were amazing last year, 2022, 2023 now, but guess what? Can you please add these words into the piano? We've noticed that the diaspora here of black people love this touch, this and this and that, whereby the streets in SA don't relate to that, and that's where the piano started. And then that overall will change the sound also.
That's when it becomes mainstream.
When did that happen? What you just
explained? No, it's bound to happen.
No, I'm saying this, and then that's the progression. If the biggest exporters of my piano are white and they are foreign, then they will say there's a demand in Europe, but you must change my piano sound to this. Then it'll even sell more in Europe. So it's like,
no, I'm just asking, drink. In the past...
I see dilute to suit a certain palate. Do you get me? Then it gets diluted to suit a certain palate.
Yeah.
And that can very well happen.
It's already happened. We've lost piano, dog. We don't own it anymore.
Don't say that.
I'm telling you.
Have we lost piano?
Yeah.
Lost piano.
Yeah, it's gone, bro. It's gone.
Guys, are you saying piano, we've lost... Dude, we created piano.
Yeah, but we don't own it.
What do you mean?
What was meant to happen?
We're the brains and the minds that created it.
But everybody's doing their own thing, bro. There's no unity. There's different camps, right? What was meant to happen is that we were meant to come together and become a Def Jam Africa of piano. Where if you want this guy, you gotta go through this channel. We gotta eat as well. And that's how we regulate it.
But isn't that gatekeeping? Then we'll end up saying that it's gatekeeping.
That's fine.
Okay.
Sure, it's not too late. Let's do it. Let's band together.
Please, man.
Hey, they laugh again.
Please.
Come on, that's Shangani in the field.
Wishful thinking, dog.
No, let's. For real.
Forget about that.
It's every man for himself.
It's every man for himself. Niggas are eating. They don't care about you, dog.
Yeah, but true. When niggas are eating,
and then the sad thing is, it's now going to start happening, and I've already seen it. It's going to happen with podcasting.
Okay. Break it down. Podcasting. Break it down. How's it going to happen with podcasting?
So what's happening now with podcasting is that there's some podcasters who've sold their soul to the highest bidder and become a mouthpiece. Because if you are in any political landscape, you know it's important to have a mouthpiece to push agendas.
Oh, yeah. That's why, like, when you're going to stage a coup, right, in any country, anyway, the first thing you do is take over the public broadcaster. So when there's a coup, a military coup, for example, the first thing the military general will do, who's the guy normally who stages the coup because he's got the power, the popularity within the ranks and the people love him within the military, you go, you take over the SABC so that you control... You've got a voice.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's the mouthpiece.
Yes.
Go on.
So there's some podcasters who sold their soul. Right now.
So what you're saying is they are bought by entities that want a voice.
To push propaganda.
Oh, of course.
You know?
Which podcasts would you say have been captured?
That Peniel one.
Peniel?
Yeah.
He just joined every forum. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Peniel.
And I'm disappointed, man. He had such great ideas, dog.
Peniel. Number one, why do you say his podcast is infiltrated?
Okay, so he does a podcast with Smoo where they can't even get the sound right.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another podcast that he does, which is clean. They have better production than we do.
Oh shit! I see. That's
so smart. That's when you see who's funding that. Why is this one low quality production and that one the utmost best production?
But it's guys seemingly with the same access to resources.
Mm.
Working together, kind of.
Yeah.
Hey, but I'll be honest, man. Peniel's podcast is clean.
Yeah. Fucking angles.
Angles from below the shoulder. Like shoulder, baba. Ukuluma naye kubonakala mar. You see me for life. No, born with no penwele ngapha, like it was top.
Yeah. And it's sad,
that
dog.
Makes sense.
It's sad, dog, because finally as black people we have a voice, bro. The reason why I'm mentioning that is that finally tricky. as black people we got a platform to speak our views in without being censored, and people just want to sell their souls to the highest bidder.
But you see, the thing is, it all boils down to what people start things for. Mm. Like if you start a podcast, which is partly the reason you started the podcast, is to, you know, rid your life of brokenness and hard times and whatnot, to be financially well. And
nah, then not really. I was just, there's nothing else I was doing.
You didn't have a choice.
I was fired, dog. I didn't have a choice.
No, number one.
It was either that or chill at home, play with my balls.
Nah, dog.
So I chose to play with the mic.
Yeah, which has always been your thing, right? And that's why the podcast is a success, because you're good at what you do. But you also wanted that financial reward from it. It was not what pushed you, but it was a result of your efforts.
Yeah.
So some guys will do that also, and then there's a deal that comes when the guy says, I'll give you 50 million rands. I just want you to change your narrative a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's always a tricky, it's easy to say don't take, but it's tough.
No, bro. Can't you see the pattern? What I'm saying is, hip hop, we started it. Okay, first choice.
Empty stomachs. Empty stomachs. And
first chance people got to make money, they sold out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Piano, we started it. First chance people get to make money, sold it out. Right?
That's slightly more tricky.
Yeah.
I'll say why.
Yeah. Now it's podcasting. You know, as black people, we're not part of mainstream. But finally, dog, we got a voice. We got a platform where we can come and share our stories and change lives.
Okay.
And at the first chance people get to make money, they sell their souls.
Okay.
Can you not see the pattern?
I see
even,
the pattern.
Even politicians, right? Both Cyril and them. They had a chance to make a difference in this country. They sold their souls to the highest bidder.
Oh, yeah. Cyril went to business and then he got the McDonald's deal. Instant billionaire.
You get what I'm saying?
Shanduka and everything else.
So that's a pandemic.
Okay.
But isn't it equivalent to like pandemic, businesses? Wow. You see how when we're talking about, let's say you start your own gin and then they approach you, they want to buy you, you sell. So same thing, you start a podcast, you know, and then someone comes, offers you money, it's fine. Yeah, if you're captured, you're captured. It's a business decision.
But that's being short-sighted thing. Because the same thing that black people started, which is hip-hop, is now makes $10 billion a year.
But remember, our problem is that money
is meant to go to black people, but it's not.
But
because
now,
we allowed people to take over.
Because we're disadvantaged and hungry.
Yes.
Yes. But my question is...
But there's someone who's got to stop that. There's someone who's got to stand for the right thing. And that's what we're doing on this platform.
My question is, though... My question is... If hip-hop was making 10 billion, example... Right, maybe the figure isn't correct. A year right now or a month. Was it going to make 10 billion if we kept it raw? And because it started off as a conscious movement, as Kerry said, speaking about liberation of the mind, black consciousness, having pride in your own blackness, and cleaning up the hood, not littering, educating your kids, not doing drugs. And then the white guy said, hey, how about we add booty and nudity? Would it still be then a black 10 billion? And I'm playing devil's advocate, you know, to say, would it still be such a huge thing? Because a lot of people have said that we're doing the Lord's work, yeah? You know what I mean? We're healing people of depression or whatever. And that's how people relate to the podcast. I'm not saying that's what it is, right? That's how some is just purely an outlet of, you know, entertainment and just relaxing at home.
The thing was never started for money. So whether it made 10 billion, 1 billion, it's neither here or there. But it's about ownership. When you own something, you can make a difference. Right now, we don't own anything. We're being dictated to what to do and what to say. With us, for example, with the podcast, right? We are not making as much as we would have if we had sold our souls, right? But we have ownership. So meaning we can still make change, the little that it is, but we still can.
Fair enough. So when you get the 80 million rand deal for Grandeur, are you going to still hold ownership in a high
No. You're selling it.
Fuck ownership.
It's gone. Mm. But that was meant to make money.
Because that's not like, yeah, they, okay, fair enough.
That was
fair enough. Yeah. But I was not there to drive a message of consciousness. And
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah. Oh. But if fair someone enough. Comes that, and says, okay, we want the podcast for 100 million, we can't sell. We can't.
We're cancelled.
No, we can't sell.
I know. I heard you, nigga.
Hey, Fat Checker, what do you think about this? I want to hear what a 2000 thinks about this.
A smart 2000. Thank goodness we got a smart 2000.
What do you think?
Yeah, it's a mouthful, but I kind of hear what you're saying. The question that triggered my mind was, isn't that a way of trying to let go? Why people trying to take over the stereotypical mindset that we black people are independent and can do something? I mean, if you have captured a person's brain and their freedom, you've captured it all. Mm. And that's what they've been trying to do this whole time. So isn't this part of their, I could say, plan? In a way, it's a question.
Yeah, that is part of the plan. And that's why I'm saying it's disappointing when black people, at the first chance to get bought out of their freedom, they take it.
But I agree with what Ghost Lady's saying. It's because we're hungry. If we were not hungry, then...
But then we're going to be hungry. We're going to be hungry forever until someone says, I'm not taking it.
How so? How will we be hungry forever? Or how will that person change the whole idea or narrative of us being hungry?
No, man. Look, what Mac is saying, I get it. What he's saying is, if we keep starting things that have the ability to change the world and our narrative and our background as black people and financial status, and then we'll always sell out as soon as there's a huge paycheck, then we'll never start businesses from full stomachs, whereby we own them for like hundreds and hundreds of years, and things and movements, not just businesses, just genres.
You in my mind, nah. You in my mind, nah.
Ah, fuck you. But it's very difficult. It's very tricky because upon a hunger is something that you can't hunger is hunger, bro. Nobody wants to be hungry again.
Here's the thing. Here's the
hunger
thing.
Is not nice, guys, and let's not glorify it. It's bad. Here's the thing, bro. What I think is we are our own answer.
No.
We're not okay.
We don't. Okay, white people have a vast advantage to this whole situation.
That's why I was going there when I said we're our own answer. But go on, then I'll come back.
So I feel as if us taking the narrative of, okay, let's keep what we have and sooner or later we will have the resources or the answer to end the hunger, right? And eat from that point of a full stomach. I feel as if we have to also come to a realization that they've already taken everything. So we are standing at a point of having nothing. Literally, they have taken everything. No, even if, for example, the Mapiano
situation.
They
haven't taken this podcast. They haven't taken the next Mapiano movement, which could be a different music genre. Like, us as black people, we are gold mines of genius ideas.
Yes, we are a gold mine of genius ideas. That's normal.
And there's probably some undiscovered mineral in Africa that they still haven't taken. There's probably countries that have oil that still haven't, that still hasn't been discovered. So they haven't taken everything, in fact. I'll be honest.
I will retract the statement of them taking everything. But they have, I could say, the advantage of being able to process the raw material that we have and changing it into something that they believe is a sale. And don't forget that the sale is theirs. So they can dictate, even if they're wrong, what the sale is, right? So I don't understand how we could take over that.
Okay, that's where I was going. Bro, and that's always been the answer. We've got the power of numbers. And
yeah, Africa's bigger than Asia. You know that.
We've got the power, number one, of numbers.
How crazy. Listen to that. Africa's bigger than Asia.
And number two, for example, in this country, white people don't have the power of numbers. But who the fuck do you think funds AfriForum? It's a typical Afrikaner who's a member. Penuel is joining them now. He's going to be a member. No, hold on. No. Let's go to Chop. Wait.
He's a paying member.
Is he now the white pen?
Ah, man.
The white pen.
Gosh.
But the colored pen.
But. Hey. Hey, you got balls, man. We peak. You got balls. Hey, you fall pen. Drop that, an idiot. But my thing is, right, what people always will kill us, abelungu noma by 20 and abamtamnyama by 100. Abamtamnyama, instead of saying, let's keep any 5 rand, support any this initiative, eseqala, they won't. Abelungu bazothi, okay, it's fine, let's keep any 20 rand, see 20. And that's 400 bucks. Abamtamnyama, because I can keep you 5 rand by 100. Right, and how much is that? You know what I mean? It's way more, and that's where we fail. And that's why, for example, with the podcast, we get amazing, you know, like chillers who are members and stuff. It's 5 rand, 10 rands a month. It goes a long way. Do you get me? Imagine if all the subscribers would laugh at whatever number Barry Herzog writes. Would laugh at it, even if it were 10 million. Well, what do you mean, bro? We get that from our chillers every month, directly, as members. And that's what kills us as black people. If hip-hop was started, or when you start a business and everybody's like, why do you think companies go public? Whose idea was that for companies to go on the stock market and go public? White people's ideas, and that's a form of crowdfunding.
Yeah.
I start a company, it does well, but fuck, I'm providing grandeur only for South Africa. I want to grow it now internationally. Instead of going to the bank, I do what? I sell shares, and I get funding directly from people. That's crowdfunding. White people's idea.
Bro, we've been brainwashed, and right now we gotta start doing the unbrainwashing. If, as a matter of fact, if we stop speaking English, we'd see life in a different perspective.
I shine the podcast for next for free.
Listen to this, Fed Check. So you're a piano artist, right? From Soweto. You got a big song. You start getting international gigs. So you're getting paid in pounds, in dollars from white people, right? You come back. What do? You take all that money and give it back to them by buying Gucci, by buying LV, by buying all the shit. It's a mindset. We've been wired differently. Whereas, if you went there in Portugal or wherever you're performing and you wore local brands, that's keeping the money here. We bring the money home. How many brands have we put on by wearing them just on the podcast?
Oh, like, yeah, local brands. We're a lot
that's
of local
it, that's
brands.
That's all it takes.
Vips. Oh,
but
man.
But we've been conditioned that if you're not wearing Gucci, you ain't dripping, dog. Yes. And that's white people. We're just taking back the money back where we got it from.
And the value in that Gucci is just literally in the name.
Yeah.
Because it's just cotton.
Wording.
It's just cotton like anything else.
Wording.
It's printed like any other thing. Yes, in high quality, but like any other local brand. It doesn't wash off when we cares. It's just that. It's just literally the values in the name.
So that's how white people then took over hip-hop, made it mainstream, and started pushing these products to us, like Gucci and whatever, so that you, if you're not wearing Gucci, you ain't popping. That comes from hip-hop.
Imagine if, like, Focalistic that comes from hip-hop. Would wear just local brands.
Oh, dude.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Oh, he used to.
He used to. Wait. Then what happened?
And then what happened?
What happened?
He got money, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He got money now.
He doesn't... Okay, but... It's a, I know it's Adidas, it's a foreign brand, but it's working with, there's a thing with Tebo Makuku, Foka and thingy, but it's still local money made by an international establishment. And I was just trying to save him, but you know.
Yeah. But as long as the money is still coming a bit, like, you know, if they're collaborating with
the
local designer.
So Tebo Makuku has got a huge thing he's doing with Adidas, tennis wear and stuff. Like, he's cool, he's big.
Yes.
And then there's Shakana and as well in this campaign.
Before we get to what's been going on, Girls Lead, did you see Tivo Touch's event? This nigga's wild, man.
He's got an event.
Yeah, he's doing an event like F1 Grand Prix thing. Let me check it out here.
Formula One.
Formula One. So this is the event. This is the event. Here we go. It goes, Tivo Touch XP presents trip to F1 Grand Prix final. It's happening in November. Now here are the tickets. It's 125,000 per person.
Okay.
475,000 for four people. return business class flight and five-star hotels for 3 nights and tickets to the Grand Prix. That's what's included in this package.
Jeez.
Are you paying that, bro?
Nah, he's just a travel agent. Like, yeah. No, I'm not. I'm
125,000.
I'll just buy my own tickets. Yeah. Nah, man. Yeah.
Hey, this nigga's out of touch, bro.
Out of touch.
125,000.
I know Grand Prix tickets are very, very expensive.
No. Listen, number one, the Grand Prix tickets just to be at the circuit, the race course, are expensive, and it depends where you're sitting, right?
Yeah.
Just like a cricket match. You could be there by the embankments, which is just across, or you could be by the grandstands or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And the view. Mm. Cool. Number two, there's cost of flying and stuff. Number three, most importantly, it's accommodation. Number four, what kind of ticket do you have? Is it from Saturday to Sunday? Because there's the qualifiers and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's Sunday, the race.
Hey, clearly we're not the target market, eh?
But.
Hey, Neo. We're not the target market.
No. Oh, but yeah, what I'm saying is, whatever.
125,000.
It's only huge.
Yeah, only Mac qualifies. Yeah. Only Mac qualifies, guys. You know?
Hey. But it's so fucked up. I've started traveling now, eh?
Yeah.
And they're introducing this thing from November. You're going to need a travel pass. When you travel outside the country.
Wait,
did you see that thing?
Yeah, locally. Even the passport.
No, outside
now,
the country.
Yeah, even the passport is more. Like, to get a passport is just, it's become almost double the fees. Yeah. And then it's like you're going to be, but when you pass the airport, I think there's a check, it's like SARS, basically. Mm. It's like you have to be.
Yeah, it's got to do with SARS. So yeah. I think the Instagram honeys are fucked.
They've always been fucked. Shattered on.
But you know,
because you're traveling 5 times a month, but you don't working. What's going on, Chief?
Wait, but you haven't explained what is going on with SARS and traveling and passports.
I'm also looking for that article as well.
Did you get the article? Yeah, explain there.
Okay, in terms of it, it's an idea. It hasn't been implemented yet. What has been implemented is the prices, they're going to be increased. So your travel travel documents doubled. The prices are going to be doubled, and it was published
travel
on
document,
the
document passport.
Yes, your passports, your visas. They're picking up the prices. So it has been announced on the government Gazette, and the Home Affairs Minister has stated that it's true. In terms of the travel permits, it's still being spoken about. It hasn't been implemented as yet. What is implemented are the prices. So it's still undergoing something.
Let's call Blackpink and tell them we don't like that.
You can speak to the African.
Yeah, so can
guys.
You speak to the guys? We don't like that.
No.
So you have to declare.
But no jokes. No jokes, though. No jokes, because here's the thing. AfriForum, it's funded by people publicly, their own people, their members, actually. Then they can fight that. Mm. But as Black People Government was telling Uti, Motsukoga, it's brutal black, but that's 20 rand. And you'll never do anything about it, but they can fight it because that's why they, like, yo, fana, yo, good, they would catch up. Like, seriously, AfriForum will probably. Do you know how many cases every firm has won against government? Mm. They'll probably fight that and win.
Mm.
And they win because they travel a lot, but it's also going to be a win on behalf of everyone. Because we all need passports, we all want to travel, even if it's to Lesotho or whatever.
This declaration thing, what makes it so... Because I feel like it's going to cause also just now corruption. Because how many people are also going to be paying their way out in and out of the country?
Mm.
So it's almost like just because you've not been able to pin the big guys, you know, who've been corrupt with the money, now you're going after the normal, passengers, like, your guys who are just going traveling in and out, like, you know?
Yeah. And already things are just expensive. Like, traveling, guys, is a basic human right, and it's such a beautiful thing for the mind, the soul.
Yeah.
And you're going to now make it even more expensive in a country where everything is expensive. It's fucking inhumane. It's criminal.
Yeah, look at what I'm so excited. I'm going to Old Trafford this week.
Are you going?
Oh, shit. You're going to, man?
Yeah.
Who are you guys playing? Please tell me you're playing Burnley or something.
No,
and
Tottenham.
This is going to win. You know, you can lose, right?
Yeah, but at least I'll be at Old Trafford.
Oh, yeah, I think that...
You'll cry euphoria. At Old Trafford.
Yeah.
Oh shit! When is the match next week?
Yeah, this coming week on Wednesday.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Hey, you flying now on Monday?
Yeah, tonight.
I'm pretty sure you're flying.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah.
Hey, Bob. And how much was the ticket?
You got bags in your car.
Yeah. Man, I put in my bag. I put in my bag.
Suitcase.
2 liter. Call it 2 liter, man.
You see how these guys are always pushing. Chillers, this is what happens. MP. These niggas are always pushing false narrative about me. But I'm a peggy, man. It's a Friday. We're shooting. It's a Saturday.
But now.
DJ fly out tonight.
Okay, pushing false
what about
narrative.
Your bag?
It's a fucking Saturday. What about shooting on a Saturday?
Dude, for the 2 liter there, you have any coke, man. Keep it a sticker. You call it MPESU. In the brown. Hey, no one, you can tell if the man is traveling.
Oh, Besu. It's in Besu.
Oh, you're going down.
Hey,
bro. Hey. Oh, I'm going to
get my budget.
No, but I'm very curious. I think a lot of people are. Like, so how much is the ticket?
It was 18K return. Yeah.
Okay, that's flights, right?
Yeah.
Cool, whatever. People will see whichever airline they want to fly with. Yeah. And then the match ticket, how much is it?
Oh, I'm not paying. I'm going with G2, so he hooked up everything. We're going to be at the box and everything. Yeah.
Oh, G2.
The box.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm not paying accommodation. I'll be staying with him.
Oh,
so yeah.
That's nice.
The rock star.
Yeah.
G2.
Yeah.
Hey, G2's.
The DJ.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the official Manchester United DJ one of them.
It was with Benny McCarthy the other day. The weirdest thing happened. So you called me at like 3 a.m. video call and I was sleeping.
Yeah.
And then when I woke up, I'm like, yo, dog, why did you call me at 3 a.m.? He's like, no, I was with Rashford. He wanted to say hi. He's a chiller.
Mm. Okay, let's interview Rashford.
Yeah, I'm going to try hook it up when I'm that side.
Hey, man.
Nah.
Yeah.
Dope. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, man, I must talk to G2. Because the derby, when it comes back, when it goes to Old Trafford, I'll talk to him. Because
I should answer that video call. They're not going to believe me on the podcast.
Why don't you answer it? Were you sleeping?
I was sleeping. It's 3 in the morning, dog.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Fuck. But anyway, speaking about traveling, there's been a spike. Did you guys hear this? With hijackings at drive-thrus.
Hey.
Oh yeah, and crime and phone snatching. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so drive-thrus as you're busy ordering your meal.
Mm.
Back
for so what happens is there's someone in the front, and then you're in the middle, and then someone at the back. So when they get to the front, the guys from the front car will come to your car, take it, and the guys at the back.
Oh, so you're sandwiched.
Yeah, you're sandwiched, basically.
Oh. Fuck it.
It's wild, eh?
So they make sure that
you can't go back, you can't go forward. You just get out the car. So it's literally a drive through.
Well, you can't drive through. It's not a drive through because you can't drive through.
No, I get the drive through with your car.
Yeah. It is a drive through.
Say Tata Levot.
Yeah,
man. It's wild.
That is. Guys, crime is just getting like, yo, and it's above us. It's really. So yesterday I was going to handle some stuff, right? By
what stuff?
License stuff by Langlach and
but
stuff.
But you don't have a car.
Says who? I'm an extremely private person, man. I'm an extremely private person.
Oh, okay.
Me, you'll never know things about me. Like, you'll never know things. Anyway, and also, who says
so you got a car, dog?
Well, who says you need a car for a license?
Hey, Len's calling me. Let's find out why Len is calling me.
Who? Yeah, yeah, but it's not smart to think you need a license. You need a car to have a license. A license is a license. Everybody must have a license.
Yeah, you must have a license.
Imagine an endo that for some siblings or whatever, or you are pregnant, you need to be driven to the hospital. I got a license.
Mm.
And the macular into name out. Come on, guys.
So you're doing the things, yeah?
No, so now, hold on. So now.
Were you renewing your license or were you.
Renewing my license? What do you mean? I've had a license since 2011.
Okay, so I was paid.
I've had like 5 cars in my life. Ghost lady.
Nice.
Jesus Christ. Mtala.
I believe you.
Because, what do you mean you believe me like I'm lying?
I believe you, like, cause I believe you. You're not lying.
Fucking hell! Like, I've had cars, you know. Drive like.
Yeah, Kumbule, you even narrated. Remember how you said you had the whole accident when they tried to.
Yeah, yeah. That, and that was the other car.
And you were driving. Yeah.
Wow, you look nice today, by the way.
Hey, you do, man.
Yeah, it's like, it's
Naga. Hey, Lakika.
It's like Naga's taking. Hey.
Hey, young man.
Yeah, man, you live on the podcast. What's going on, Lakika?
Lakiks.
Yo, Lakik.
I'm good on your soul.
Yeah, man. Ghost Lady's here. Soul is here, man.
Stop, Len.
Hey, Len.
How you doing, Soul?
Man,
can
I'm.
Can I say Ghost Lady's name?
No.
Yeah, Kanye. Everybody knows it's Kanye, Kanye, bro.
Yeah, it's Kanye, bro.
Oh, okay.
Len, clearly, you're Kanye? Not a chiller, hey, this one. We say it every week, dog.
It's Kanye, bro. Everybody knows Kanye,
I'm not,
bro.
I'm not a chiller, but I'm chill.
Ooh, that's cold.
Why are you calling, dog?
No, I was calling you because I needed to speak to you because you tried to call me. What the fuck?
Oh yeah, I could. This we wanna buy because the 081 number, the podcast.
Who are you
number.
Buying?
The podcast number.
Yeah.
The 081 number.
Buying?
Yeah.
We have the WhatsApp, but Len still has the number. So when you call, Len answers. So yeah. I'm trying to buy the number from him.
What can I just give you for free?
I don't know.
For 1 year.
For free.
For free.
Oh,
cheap.
Okay, guys, negotiate then.
Yeah, yeah, give me a price. How much for the number? Give us the 081 number, chief.
Negotiate.
But I told you, though, we spoke about this earlier on. Why are you being snug? Are you making me content?
What's the figure he gave you?
You know the vibes.
What's the figure he gave you?
Why are you making me content?
He said,
we spoke earlier on.
He said,
are you going to write it like...
He says, my price, mend things with Nick. PS5 and buy Ziggy an Arsenal baby jersey t-shirt.
Is okay, Ziggy, how old is he?
7.
What team does he support?
Menu, obvious.
Okay, you decided that's for him.
No, he doesn't support Menu. He was forced to support Menu.
Yeah, he decided that's
came
for
out
him.
Of the womb.
And who's
and
Nick?
Said, hello, I'm a Man United supporter. No.
Who's what?
Who's Nick?
Oh, Nick is during the Bloom weekend.
Now that the branch.
Yeah, we were sponsored by Isuzu, so they gave us a car. And then Tuso.
There was a car.
Yeah, Tuso was driving it and then they crashed the car. They crashed the car.
Tuso crashed the car.
Yeah, they scratched it. So now
scratched.
Yeah, so now Nick is not really happy with that because he was meant to sponsor us for the rest of December for our gigs. So Isuzu's not happy because Tuso.
Isuzu had nothing to do with this thing. Me, I wasn't there. Most. How come I don't have a car in December? I'm gonna have gigs, guys. I'm dropping music.
Hey, please give Tuso the mic so you can apologize to Nick. Nick is a chiller, man. Apologize, bro. I wasn't even driving, dog.
No, why must I apologize? You must apologize. What
no,
do you
no,
mean?
No,
okay,
no,
so how is then Len saying make things right? Did he broker the deal?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Hey, thank you, Len. Oh, legend, Len. Sebong, Len.
Tuso, what do you have to say for yourself, my brother? Speak on the mic there. You can crash cars, but you can't speak on the mic.
My new
yo, bro,
Kulum.
Were you sober?
No, I didn't crash the car, man.
So were you sober?
What happened?
No, it's serious, dog, because, like, you know, people want to give us cars. Where that Maya by here, remember, she works for, used to work for Apollo World CEO. And
eh? Okay,
oh, okay, you're sober today. Speak for him.
So I'm paraphrasing, no?
Yes, yeah, man. Yes, man. I can hear you.
So, Tuso wasn't driving the car, apparently. Mm. One of the other guys were driving.
Hey, Leno says a few.
No, and it's right. You're right, Len. Apparently.
Yeah, Sbu and Muchafa took the car.
Sbu and who? Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Grandeur people. But he was responsible for the car. So.
Then it's his response. Then he's responsible. If you delegate responsibility, it means it falls down on you if shit goes wrong.
Ish, Pendula.
Some heads
no,
must roll.
No, for real. We can't delegate sponsored cars. You can't delegate the responsibility of us.
Rule number
it's
one.
It's like boleke imoto and boleke your people.
Omfazi.
Or yeah, and then if anything happens. Kala kuwe. It's that simple.
Irresponsibility.
And I'm not being a dick. No, I'm not being a dick, but if you're going to delegate something that's been borrowed or sponsored, then it's kala kuwe. It's kala kuwe, boy.
No, heads must roll, Len.
Don't be too hard on him, so.
No, if I had left for there, of course I won't be hard on him, but the truth is just that, like, okay, or should we call Sibusiso and nobody no money or driving motor phone?
Oh,
what's teen born?
You know,
I'm never think driving. Then what?
I like it, a sharp sharp. I'll see you later. Ne?
I okay, cool. Just don't crash anything on your way here.
No, okay, hold on. No, we can't see him later. You so he's he had conditions,
yeah.
Buy Ziggy an Arsenal jersey, mm-hmm. Fix things with Nick, the Isuzu guy who's angry and, because the car got nicked, and then
wow,
and then the second one, the third one was what was it?
Buy him a PS5,
yeah. So are we having the number back? Are you doing all those things?
Yeah,
because you can buy Ziggy a jersey, he doesn't wear it. You'll say, ah, sorry, Len is not wearing it,
or just
and
buy
then he'll see it.
Ah, no, I'm not wearing the jersey.
I said, yeah, I'm okay.
I thought he had dropped the phone.
Cool. You'll buy me a PS5, you'll fix things with Nick.
Yeah.
And that's it. So is the deal done? Are you getting the number?
Are we getting the number like Ika?
Are you doing those things?
Okay, when you come later on, I'll give you the SIM card.
Hey! Yes,
and then you must post receipts. You must post the PS5. You must post the screenshot from Nick saying we're fine.
Yeah.
You must post the T-shirt and that.
Yeah, and Ziggy wearing it.
And you'll cover his face up because we don't know Ziggy. And it's a beautiful thing you're doing to keep your kids anonymous.
Kezo.
But you must post receipts.
Yeah, bo. Danko. All right. Okay. Anything else, Ghost Lady?
You got the number back.
Guys, did you see that the whole Uzodo Abantu, she was on her show and she was just confessing about how she's had over 11 abortions.
Can you see two? So it's like, why did I come to the show today?
You must be thinking, why did I allow people to scratch cars that I was entrusted with? That's what I must be thinking first, man. Come on.
Normally he drops the guys and leaves. So now I'm sure he's like, ish, why did I stay?
Oh, man.
Anyway, back to the story, says Uzodo.
Uzodo has had more than 11 abortions.
What?
Shame, man.
For real?
Yeah.
You didn't hear me.
Yes, sis.
Yes.
Damn. 11.
Okay, but
is this like morning police? After?
That's, well, that includes it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's still like partly. But the thing is, you don't know if you were pregnant to begin with in the morning after.
Was it you who was telling me that the kids, you when you have an abortion?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well,
that you're supposed to name them, ne? You said that.
Yeah, because the umoya, the soul.
So they're
the
alive somewhere
the kid,
else.
The spirit of the kid lives on. You kind of bought that. Mm. You bought the kid physically. It's like when you die, now umoya wako. I don't know, maybe if you're born again or whatever. Now umoya wako.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you die. So
of course.
How's that different from a kid who gets aborted or dies dead or dies 2 days
so
after?
There's 11 spirits just chilling somewhere.
Yeah, sounds like a bar.
But then how many people admit 11 spirits chilling?
No, Jesus. But you know what? My thing is...
11
guy,
spirits
this guy.
Chilling.
I respect that. You know why, right? Because like, would you rather have 11 unwanted babies on Earth as opposed to have 11 abortions? And also, of course, for women, it's easy for a guy to judge, but because... You can have 20 kids. You know what I mean? But it's something else for someone to have kids. What if the one kid was from a rape? What if the second kid was because she wasn't financially ready? What if the third kid was because she wasn't emotionally ready or was going through stuff? You know what I mean? So
definitely.
And also, if Zodo Abantu can come out with that, I'm pretty sure she doesn't hold the record for the most abortions in the country.
No,
sure, there are many with more.
No, that's why I'm saying that. How many other people would be so open just to say, like,
exactly. So shout out to her for being open.
Yeah.
And it really does sound like a... Because how many times have you bought ladies morning after pills? Many will count. Different ladies, maybe 10, 5, 20. Some maybe 3 times a month.
I know, so yeah.
They buy morning after pills.
Who live on morning after pills? Okay.
Oh,
what does Zodo Abantu and Tusa have in common?
It's
scratching things.
They are bot machines.
That was a dead one. That was a dead joke.
Hey. No, I was not impressed.
Hey, it's that time. You know, I always get depleted by 50 minutes, 1 hour. I'm always depleted.
It's fine, you know. That's her truth, and that's it. And yeah. I think it's normal, and it's understandable.
And then there was just a tweet from, did you guys see it? Oh, the Major League DJs. So they said, we don't talk enough about how toxic staying kokasi is. Fake life, jealousy, competition, bulotshana, peer pressure, negativity, the list is endless. When you get means, move out, kokasi. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we've spoken about this. I don't think I would be here if I stayed kokoslo. Honestly speaking.
Do they stay kokasi though?
No,
how do
no.
they know?
They're from America, man. How do they know? They've never been kokasi.
No, I
except
think
except for the videos.
No, they stole that tweet from somewhere.
I think
they stole that tweet.
Or they stole it.
Oh, it's one of those scheduled ones.
Or do they steal it?
Oh.
Like give her the mic.
Blend consciousness.
It's a genuine tweet from someone else.
Okay, who lived kokasi?
Yeah.
And I think also Major League has worked with a lot of kids, kokasi. They probably know. You know, like when you know. Like Mac. You know Mac, he likes saying...
see, he has another agenda.
No, it's not agenda, pana.
Pushing narrative.
Yes or no, guys. Yes or no. Has Mac never said... You guys like someone steps on you want to fight them, or why guys kokasi you like doing this, everything must be a fight. You remember when
Skylar
stole
true,
your
true.
Phone go that's Parktown private school or whatever, like, why kokasi you guys steal things? You know, so there is a mentality sometimes that comes with kasi, you know. Like I said, if I when my life went downwards and I stayed kokasi, I wouldn't be here today.
Yeah.
Because my mind would have been fucked. Like, people fucking you over, laughing at you, like, ha, you the joke of the kasi because wheelie or whatever, you know? But I also have noticed he loves his hood, but he's also of that same mentality.
Yeah, I know. I'll never go back to the hood.
Why is it like that, bro?
Why is it important for the message of that, this message that when you do, let's not, when you do
when
get
you do,
the chance.
When you do go back to the kasi, you gotta go back to change. But also you gotta to change the situation. But also you gotta change the situations for people that want to change. Because most people in the hood, they don't wanna change the lifestyle because that's all they know.
Mm.
So when you go back, you must go back with the mentality to change those people that want to change.
It won't
solve the problem of toxicity and jealousy and all of that stuff.
I was about to get to that.
It's very toxic in the hood.
It's toxic, bro.
If I go back and live in the hood right now with everything I have, I'll die the next day.
In Cape Town.
And I'll be killed by someone next door.
Shot.
Next door.
Like in Cape Town, people just die, bro. Like it's. I remember when in Cape Town, and then me in my drunk state, because we came in a couple of cars, and then I went to a random cars, but well, one of the cars we came in, I was like, son! You wanna die, bro? You'll die in Cape Town! For real. But it's the hood, dog. Like, it's just like that, man.
I don't think it's the hood, man. It's a black mentality. This shit happens in the north, man. People are jealous in the north as well. It's not
you started a business in the hood. The guys are sprinkling water by your doorstep of your club.
Muti.
Muti. Water with Muti. It happens in the north like that.
You see, it's not the same, Mac. In the north,
probably does, but not like.
Yeah, in the north, you get killed because you have something. In the hood, they'll kill you, just.
I.e.
Yeah, they see that you're going somewhere, but you have nothing.
I.e. In the north, you buy a car, you park it in your garage. Everybody else has a car, and even those. Let's say you buy a nice expensive car. But your neighbor also has money, but they drive a Corolla from 2005. And they're very happy with it. They won't judge you or be envious of you, of your expensive car, which you probably bought on installment or whatever. They'll be like, oh, whatever.
You know? All right, on to some good news. We got another award, please. Guys.
An award.
Another award, man. The Chillers Market won the best breakthrough developer of the year at the MTN Business App of the Year Awards.
Shout out. Yo,
another
shout
one for the books.
Shout out, MTN. Another one for the books.
Yeah, man.
And how about MTN joins our financial books? Hey. No, on the real, though.
Yeah.
We're a podcast. We're on YouTube. They sell data. We can work something out, surely. Let's make some money. Like, what's up, MTN?
We're speaking here. About MTN, man. Listen to this. Remember we had Call It Tunes for Vodacom?
Man, this thing's heavy.
Remember we had Call It Tunes. Yeah. Welcome Tunes for Vodacom.
Oh, damn, man.
Yeah, we've been having some technical difficulties with them, but they're going to be back up in a few weeks or so. But right now, you can still get, you can now get the Welcome Tunes on MTN and Airtel.
Welcome Tunes on MTN?
And Airtel.
What's Airtel?
Airtel is a, it's a, yes.
Nigerian.
Yes. Yeah, it's a network, cellular network company in Africa.
Ah, African network.
Yes.
Oh, shout out.
Yes,
that's
dope. So if you're on MTN in South Africa, just dial *123*10*37#. And then you can get the John Carney and the normal intro.
Hey, that John Carney one. Is incredible.
So the John Carney intro is there. The normal intro is there. Just dial *123*10*37#. And if you are on MTN outside of South Africa, please go to the MTN Play Store. And for our chillers outside of SA on Airtel's network, SMS ACT followed by space to 10942381 for the normal intro, or ACT followed by space to 10942382 to the number 157 for the John Carney intro. That's for all our chillers outside of SA. I'm sure, Maligan, you guys will put up the things where people can check it out, no?
Yeah,
but shout out to MTN. Man, we're working on Telkom. MTN. Telkom is coming very soon as well.
Oh, yeah, shout
and
out.
And Vodacom
Telkom.
Will be back as well.
Ah, oh, shout
so
out.
So, those are the Call It Tunes. And then, also, what I gotta say, man, 12th November, my birthday party propaganda is going down, yeah?
Dope.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Do you have a lineup already?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm just making some final. I'm just waiting for people to confirm.
Okay.
But it's gonna be lit, man.
Who did you ask?
Basically, everybody on the EP.
Okay, Reason obviously is going to be there.
Sir Trill. I'm waiting for him to confirm if he's available.
Oh, available. Oh, God, there's available. Because guys can want to be there, not...
Yes, because we wanted Msaki. I wanted Msaki as the headliner. Because I love her.
Msaki's
but she's
amazing.
Not in the country. Yeah.
You see what I mean? Country, and she probably maybe fucks with the podcast.
Yeah.
Damn, man. Who else?
I tried Young Stana. I tried the Piano Hub guys. They said no. I wonder why.
Money hub. Oh, Piano Hub.
Oh, you know who we're trying to get?
Bumpuris.
Casper. Tilly didn't respond. Let's try call Tilly, man.
He tried Casper, gave him Billy 2,000 million.
fuck. Let's call Tilly, man. Let's try book Casper for
Billa
the
2,000
for the
million.
Tilly. Billy 2,000, come on.
Oh, you come on now. You went to private schools, this nigga.
Come on, bro.
Oh, it's McG, bro.
Yo, Tilly.
Yo, what's good, brother?
Good, man. It's Mac G here. You're live on the podcast. What's going on, T. Lee?
The best manager in the game, bro.
Yeah, motherfuckers.
And I'm not being weird. That's honest, bro.
I'm being weird.
Nah. What do you mean?
You're my bro, man. Don't put me on the show, you know. You call me privately. So you got my number too.
I know, bro, but I just want
to
say, man.
Yeah, got nothing to hide.
You're the best. Tilly, we love you. Tilly, you know it's love,
come
bro.
On.
Tilly.
I love you all, but we can love each other off air, you know.
Why? The chillers are family, bro.
Come on, James. I'm not going to hang up out of disrespect. I love you all, you know, but I don't
care. Yeah, you really do. I know.
We love you too.
We love you, Tilly, man.
Cheers,
best
man.
Guy in the game.
Sure.
You're a cool jet, man. God bless you further, bro. Love you so much.
I guess he doesn't have this number. That's why he answered.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Tilly's a true gent.
Tilly's
the realest guy in the game, man.
Yeah.
The realest fucking...
So I guess Casper's not coming.
Casper would never come, though. Like, you'd never... After everything.
But that would be dope, dog.
But how? Why would he come? Think about it.
Eh?
He would never come.
For money? For the bag?
Never. Never. Because he comes and people are like, hey, this guy said it at a prior, you heard your son is not yours. And then he said, fuck you. Oh, these are things that happen.
You are peddling rumors now, Chief. Like, you are peddling rumors. You are peddling rumors, Chief. Which one is the son?
You never said that. That at a prior, you heard rumors of the paternity being suspicious. Wait, am I making
another narrative? Hey, wait, another narrative.
Am I losing my mind?
Yes, you are. Hands in the air if I said that.
But yes, you are.
Hands in the air if I said that. Hands in the air if I've ever said that.
Ha, guys, ha! Aye, even you!
No.
Nigga, you quit your job and yes,
yeah. Wait, this nigga just paraphrased on a tweet or something. I don't remember.
No, Max said on the show that.
No, he said he heard it.
Yes, what I said on the cry.
It was not him.
Yes, that's what I just said.
No, it was nothing said he about heard his son.
It. And not that.
About his son.
Oh, yeah, it was not that. Okay, yeah. Kolisa, my bad. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Kolisa,
Wait!
So, tell us.
That's the point.
No.
But is that not something?
I think it's quite clear. The confusion is clear. Oh, what would you said? But you know, I don't want to go back there. But yeah, after everything, Casper would never come on. You know, bro. I mean, you clown him every chance you get.
Come on, man.
You clown him every chance you get.
Nah, I don't. I just tell facts, dog.
You just want to make
every
it
chance
right.
you get.
Yeah, it's not clowning. It's just facts. I'm telling the truth.
But you really genuinely ask him to come perform?
Yes.
Oh. And you see, the thing is, it's a weird place. And also, it's a weird place for them to be in. Because it's a weird place for them to be in.
Because they don't know whether it's a joke or what.
Yes. And then he quoted 200,000. And then you come and like, fuck Casper. You have 200,000 to perform. So they don't know how to treat it. Just like, this thing is serious. Because deep down, it probably fucks with your shit. You know, like, fuck him, man.
Let me clear the air with the Casper thing. Let me be honest. For once, and we're going to be done with this. Can you stop?
But I think you answered at the brunch, but you can do it now because we haven't dropped the brunch yet.
I have nothing against Casper. Love his music, love his career. What he's done is aspiring. Shout out to him. Mm. The issue I have is with the fakeness in the industry. And he's part of it. Like I said in the brunch that he reminds me of everything that I hate about the industry. Mm. For example, how can you say, yeah, if I lose this fight, I'll come on the podcast. You lose the fight. And then you don't come on the podcast.
And judges said you lost a fight.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then you go around saying you own this alcohol brand when you don't. That's what I'm against. I'm against fakeness. Mm.
Fair enough.
That's it. I don't hate the guy, but I need to call out shit when I see shit.
Yeah, because you've been burnt by industry fakeness to some degree.
And that's why I hate the industry. And that's why we are outsiders, because we don't subscribe to that bullshit. That fakeness and people pretending to be something they're not. You know what I mean?
There's a weirdness in the game. People are just not genuine. There's a weirdness generally in the game.
If you check, I'm always consistent. Even with It Girls, I was like, don't be fake. If you're selling pussy, own it.
Don't be faith.
You understand? I just hate fakeness. That's it. Why you gotta be fake?
Speaking of, wait. I remember, I think I'm late for this, right? Jaws booked us. He knows where I'm going.
See, another fake nigga.
Yeah. I know you've said
I've
that
I've always
before.
Been consistent. Fake nigga.
You've always said that. Jaws booked us at his one of his five birthday parties during his birthday month and in Pretoria, Morocco. And so I see Mac and more flavor. I'm drunk as fuck. And I'm like, unite! Love! Let's spread love. And then they shared some words. What happened? What did you guys say?
It was chilled, man. I was like, hey, long time. It's like, long time. And that was that, man. That was that. It was nothing hectic.
That's it. Ah, you lying.
Bro, we've moved on from more flavor, man. We've got bigger fish to fry now. And that's a fact.
That is what?
But we have more flavor to fry.
Oh, wow.
That are fucked up. I was just curious about that interaction.
Nah, it was chill.
I thought it would be like, yo, bro, like, because I'm a very open guy. So if that were to happen to me and a nigga that I would say my piece, the honest. I'd say, like, yo, I still think you're a dick, but I'm so proud of you. Or, hey, man, I still think you're a dick, but I'm proud of how far you've come also with your thing or whatever, you know. So it was just that you're both fake to one another. Because I'm sure he's got a lot to say to you and you have a lot to say to him.
Of course, yeah.
You just didn't say it.
Nah, what do you mean? I didn't say what.
So there wasn't any
interaction.
Like,
the truth.
The truth.
What was in your heart?
When? That day?
Mm.
Like, I told you, I'm over it. Like, it's whatever. I don't really care.
Nah, fair enough.
You know what I mean? Cool. But if he would have come here, we can chop it up. But he'll never come because he's a fake ass nigga.
I think he wants. He's a chiller.
He's a chiller, but he's a fake ass nigga. So you'll never come and look in the mirror. Bro,
I
extended the invitation long ago.
Oh, you've invited him?
So many times.
Yo, guys, let's get more flavor on the show. Tiki Sokala, Tiki Sokala, Radio Sokala.
Ah, dog, we've already revived enough careers this year. Our quota's done. Our CSI is done for the year.
Impi. Sithi siyasama. I think you don't call me, man. Utrile, man.
Hey, man, from the bottom of our heart, I just want to send a big shout out to all the chillers for making the EP the biggest in the country. Ooh. Shout out, man. Fucking God is great, man. God is amazing, bro. Man. I couldn't believe it, dog.
Bro, I can't believe, like, what you did was amazing. Like, true story, what you did with the launch, the listening session slash launch, I think,
yeah,
and had to do it live.
Yeah.
That's historic. No one in piano has done that.
Yeah.
And probably, hopefully, it's going to be a trend. It was fucking beautiful. I was there. It was amazing, bro.
Yeah, just don't hire Aya for the sound. Hey.
Oh, did you have sound problem?
Man, you're giving the wrong narrative. You hired other people that are unprofessional.
Okay, what happened? What was the issue? Don't bring it to me, chief. What was the issue? Clear your name.
No, the niggas were responsible for the mic, which was bad, and they were sending the output from them to my sound.
So you had second-hand output. I was sending
streaming output. So in my monitoring, it was fine. Until I went to YouTube to monitor.
Oh.
So that's the output from the guys that are streaming. Oh. They had their volume up on their side.
Mm, too much.
So now it was distorting. And then I fixed it after I saw the problem.
But nonetheless, it was a great night. And I got to send a shout out to Aya, man. He put everything together, the producers, the girl who sings Dali, Uradi. I didn't know her, bro. Aya brought her, yeah?
Oh.
How did that happen? Dali.
I'm Dali, the one with mesh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ukula lapok manti panti.
It's in Biamafazi. Roadkill.
Singoyazi.
Singoyazi. Manti panti. Uti in it your mukula lap. Mnigani mic. Mnigani mic. No. Listen, you know what? This thing that happened with Seth and Mac saying, Nandi, Dota, Utila Lyric.
Darling Funa, Michael.
Yeah, you don't want people to think Darling Funa, Michael. Manzi Pants.
That's the biggest song in the EP, by the way.
It's
gonna last the longest on the charts.
Okay.
But what were you saying? That's a good question.
Yeah, I heard Manzi Pants. Because if I heard it, someone else gonna hear it.
Yeah, sing it first then.
Singayapi masuka kuwe.
Singayapi masuka kuwe.
Singayapi masuka kuwe.
No, get to the part. Wait, get to the part. Manzi panty.
Manzi panty.
Okay, sing your verse. I'll pick it up.
Yeah,
you are forgot. I didn't even write that thing down for us.
Yeah, sing it.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. Hey. Sing it.
I forgot. Play it. I can't play it.
Sing
I forgot it. I don't
put headphones. Put headphones and sing it from your headphones. Yeah, I've got headphones. Sing along to your own voice.
Yeah, but while you're singing along, let me shout out everybody that's involved on the EP. Shout out to Sir Trill, shout out to Bailey, MJ Keys, shout out to Saehle, the twins on Tico, shout out to Robert Boy, Sinom Solo, Caesar Alekine, TBO, Lady Do, Heartbeats and T Arrow, Ura D, Mesh, Stressa, Given Kanu, Mac Lopez, Audio Addicts. I know you love Audio Addicts.
I was about
addicts.
To say, hey, what about I'm a coasty? Yeah, Audio Addicts, those boys are fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, and check shout out to I as well,
Audio
man.
Addicts.
Big shout out, man. He put everything together, man.
Is it? Did he mix all the stuff? Who mixed
no,
it?
No, no. He mixed, which one did you mix?
Guess Fela Vocals and this motherfucker.
Yeah, and this motherfucker.
Ooh, nice.
But he got Audio Addicts. He brought in Audio Addicts. Yeah. He brought in Ora D. Who else did you bring in?
Even
Stressa.
Damn,
yes.
So that either wouldn't be Smotherfuck.
Nope.
Speely Smotherfuck. Then they do this pitch thing on the.
Yeah.
Those boys are talented, man.
Yeah,
I love
very
those
talented.
Bits.
Thank you, man. You know, we're running out of things to be number one in now.
Ish.
Number one podcast. Number one EP.
Hey.
Number one app.
Mm. Number one road killer. Number one hated in the game. Number one hated in the game. Number one selling alcohol, selling gin, selling liqueur, selling white bottles, selling everything.
Number one black person selling.
Number one
liquor.
Black person selling. Hey man, you haven't. Black person selling.
Oh, nah.
Oh, yes. You know? Number. Yeah.
What's next? What's next? Tibla! What must we do next? Eh? Yeah?
Number one teacher.
Mike.
Come on. Who wants to be a number one teacher? Come on now.
No, my number one.
Who grows up and says I want to be the number one teacher?
Ah, yeah, come on. There's teacher awards, you know that, right? No, for real. There's teacher awards in the country.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like your kids to be taught by the number one teacher in the country?
Yeah.
Maths teacher.
Yeah.
Biology teacher.
I feel like we need to wrap it up, but I feel like I'm missing something. Am I missing something, guys? I've done everything, ne?
Yeah.
Piano Unleashed, are we dropping again?
Who's on the... Is it More Keys?
More Keys, yeah.
That was beautiful, the Toss episode, man.
Yeah.
Is it... The Toss episode was beautiful. Is it More Keys?
More Keys, yes. And I was chatting
How
to
does
him.
It say we say the word? The name? Is it Moi?
More Keys.
Or More Keys, or My Keys. Like, Moi.
Moi,
Moi
yeah.
is yours, or me.
Muhau.
Oh, Muhau. Bro, his name is Muhau.
Oh,
now I was thinking, Muhau. Oh,
I'm glad
Muhau,
you reminded
Muhau
me. You know what's the craziest thing? When we're shooting Piano Unleashed, Moa Keys is such a big fan of Rings of Power. He's thinking of doing a track using the opening soundtrack.
For real?
Yes. Oh. Because of the show.
Hey, Moa Keys.
Dude, how crazy.
Oh, Moa Keys, so Muhau Keys is a chiller.
Yes.
For real?
Yeah.
Hey, Muhau, bro, you're
I'm
fucking
like,
talented.
That's wild.
You're the
Rings
best
of power.
Producer in the
Rings
country.
Of power. Because of us.
Yes.
Oh, that is so
wow,
cool.
Wow, bro, and Rings of Power is amazing.
I thought you would have done that, bro. Hey?
Yeah, something like, it's a sound of something I would do. But, hey, Joe, Muhau Keys is like, because that opening theme of Rings of Power is just, it's epic, you know? And it's, I don't have the minerals, the capacity to actually turn that whole opening
okay,
thing
a whole orchestra.
Into a piano thing. Yeah, it's orchestra-like, and Muhau Keys is very musical. You can tell he's got some musical theory in his head.
You know what I hate about amazing. Rings of Power, bro? Is that it's got to end. Like, I can feel we're getting to the end now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I just
wanted
to keep on going, bro.
There's always that hanger, you know, in the end, in the end of it. Because I left it was they were chasing away Galadriel from Numaro, the island.
Yeah.
And then once they did that, come again?
It's a, what is it? Numenor.
It's Numenor. And then after they chased away, like, there was like these white snowflakes or whatever. And apparently that means their gods were crying. But everybody in the city didn't want her there.
Mm.
And then the queen regent is like, no, I'll take her home now myself. So I don't know. I doubt they'll take her home. I don't know what's going to happen. But you guys have passed there. So
yeah,
I'm
at the aftermath of the war. It's quite sad, but it's, you know.
No, are you serious?
I told you.
Does Galadriel die?
Ah, no spoiler alert. Make sure you check it out on Prime Video, man. We out here. So, Penduka, anything else you want to say, my dog?
No, peace. Shout out to Tandam Tawarira.
Tawarira.
Oh, you're depleting now.
Hey, My Shona bundles were finished.
Mtawarira.
Mpela. Mtawarira, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's got a wine thingy. He's got a wine. Former Springbok has got a wine business coming up. Shout out to Prince KB also. His wine business is doing pretty well as well. So shout out to them niggas, dog.
Dope, dope, dope.
And they own it, they're not just the face.
Ish. Only when they whine one day and that they've been robbed, then we'll know if they were owning it or not. We don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen the books, but they are saying they own it, so we'll believe them because that's what we should do as humans. So shout out to them.
Mm.
Even being a face, you're still making some kind of money.
Yeah, yeah. You got a 5 million deal, you're still a face. Mm. Yeah, the business may be making 50, but still, it's money.
You get a portion. A black family gets to eat.
Do you own the word Ghost Lady?
Do I own the word ghost lady? Yeah. Hey, bo.
Do you own McG? Can't take me to war. Can't take him to war. You're going to say that shit, though.
Because
there's another McG who's a fashion guy. Hey! Yeah, there's another McG who's a fashion.
Yeah.
But he's got like 4 E's or whatever.
And he robs people, that fucker, man.
Yeah, for real. Yeah,
man. Oh, which brings me to Grandeur, man. I want to apologize to all the chillers. You know I'm always about supporting black businesses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Black excellence.
Yeah, so there's a chiller, and I won't say his name because I don't want to kill his business, you know. We're not in the business of destroying businesses. Mm. He was meant to do... Remember the black box I showed you?
Yeah.
That I came to
see. Oh, that box with the folding, yeah.
Yes. So I outsourced a black company to do that. And I waited for like 2 months, bro. And people were emailing me that bought the black bottle. They're like, yo, man, where's our box? Where's our bottle? What's going on? So I just had to send the bottle without the box, bro. And it's not the same. Because it was expensive.
Why?
Because the guy didn't deliver. Till this day, I don't have the boxes.
Yo.
I've been waiting for like 3 months now,
bro. Did you pay him?
Yeah, I paid him everything. Scammed me, dog. Now I look like that typical black company.
So you paid him in full?
In full.
He boxed the money.
Drop that fucking
So I apologize, but I'm working on something to make up for.
And you were just entrusting a fellow black business entrepreneur.
And now the funny thing is I've had to go to a white company to do the black boxes.
That's the painful thing.
And I have
thing.
To pay again.
That's the painful thing. And the next time you do a business, a deal with anyone of any race, and then you're like, no, I'll pay you 50% or 40%, do the work. And then, because also at the same time, you understand the plight of black businesses. You have a black business.
But why
don't you
expose
that,
the business? Why don't you say
No. Let's not do that. It happens, these things, you know?
And possibly you learn from it. Because let's be honest, white people have been fucking up entrepreneurship for the longest time.
Yeah.
And to us, it seems like they've perfected it. They've had many businesses that flunked. They used to blow money as well, get paid by government for a tender, blow it. Yeah. And you learn through those things, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think I agree with you with not killing the guy's entrepreneurship thing. But also, you paid up front because you know that businesses struggle.
Yeah.
To keep the lights on. Mm. And then that happens.
Yeah, it's sad. Leaves a sour taste in your mouth.
What is he saying?
He said he would have them by last week and he would reimburse me, but nothing. He doesn't answer anymore. It's fine, man. Like, it's
hygiene.
Yeah, yeah.
Just leaves a sour
taste. So I'm working on something to make up for that to all the people that that bought the black bottles. Because they spent a lot of money, man. It's limited edition. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, of course. The price is substantially different. Yeah. So they want their box.
So we're taking a loss, but, you know, as long as the experience and the product is good, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Shit, that sucks, man.
Yeah. Hey, get into business. You'll see, my dog.
Yeah, business is brutal, bro. It's like there's scammers, there's tricksters, there's all sorts of unscrupulous characters.
Unscrupulous.
English, bro.
That's the word for
vocab,
the day.
Okay, boy.
Do you make love like in big English?
I like fornicating.
Yeah, let's fornicate.
I'm the most simplest.
Coitus.
I'm the most simplest of humans when having sex.
Look at this unscrupulous dick.
No. I'm the most simplest. I'm beast-like when I'm having sex. It's like I don't even know any language.
Yeah.
It's just body, me, sweat, person, expression.
Kezo, we out of here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.